Extra Life was born, it just occurred to me that gamers should be able to do the things they love to help sick and injured kids as well. And so the funds that Extra Lifers raise can go to a variety of purposes in the local area at the local hospital.
So maybe your extra $20 or your extra $50 goes to curing 87% of children with leukemia.
62 kids like me enter a children's hospital every minute.
And I was one of those kids. You could save their life too.
Play games, heal kids.
Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers. Lose the wizard hat. And ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to another edition of I want the copy that has the hostess ad that hasn't been Geek Tape Podcast Comics. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
How much Banff could a Nightcrawler Banff if a Nightcrawler could Banff? Welcome to comics.
Badass
at,
mother.
At least a snicked.
Yes, a snicked worth is probably about right.
I liked a Zrock myself.
A Zrock?
Good old Zrock.
So welcome to comics, brought to you by Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today with great t-shirt, sweater, and hoodie designs on everything geek chic. Whether you're a fan of old school gaming, anime, 80s cartoons, or you're just weird like us, find something for you at Shirtosaurus.com. I'll get the copyright, I swear, folks.
Woo!
And Gamefly, with membership options for every budget, plus great gifts for gamers of all ages. Gamefly has thousands of titles that you can keep as long as you want, and when you're done, just send it back in the postage paid envelope for a new one, or keep it forever and pay a lot less than in-store prices. Sign up for your free 30-day trial right now using the link at geekcavepodcast.com. Boys, how we doing?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yep.
I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
It's a good day for me.
It's a good day.
I've spent a lot of this past month with a house full of apples. Not a euphemism, and turning them into everything from apple bread to apple cider to apple donuts.
The donuts are really good, by the way.
See, I hate that I'm the furthest away from the two of you, so, you know, Darren gets all the good treats, and then I get...
No, I'm telling you, they are in the utility room
like right now. Like after,
all you need to do is go and get them.
After this taping, donuts are there.
I have to wait until after the taping?
Yeah.
It depends on how fast you can run.
I can't run that fast. I'm a fat guy.
Well, then you're going to have to wait until the segment's over, I'm afraid.
Dear listeners, you're lucky I like you. Anyway, has anybody read anything or want to talk about anything comic book related? If you say no, I get donuts faster.
hold on a second. sorry, I've been sitting on my hand.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
It's Darren's first time.
Motherfucker, I told you be gentle.
Welcome.
If he's reviewing The Stranger, I'm going to not be able to stop myself.
I know. Proceed.
Welcome to Darren's first time, where I choose a stranger from the comic book pile, and I ask, love me long time? Or just the once?
All right,
you have our attention.
Well, you had my attention.
Now you have my interest.
The book I read is called Resident Alien. I don't have any more song lyrics. That's all you're getting. Sorry. But yeah, Resident Alien was written by... I just wanted to be like Chad for once, okay?
Don't we all?
But Resident Alien is a book from Dark Horse Comics, and it's about a stranded alien who ends up hiding in plain sight in a little northwestern U.S. town called Patience. And okay. This is the town where there's like one general store, there's one doctor, and the practice is run out of his house, that kind of thing.
Okay. Right?
So we first meet the alien whose name is Harry Vanderspiegel.
Right.
Do what you will with that. He's just kind of out on a lake, and he is talking to himself about how is fishing supposed to be relaxing? If you want fish, just like go to the store and get a fish. Is it about the view? Because this seems like a lot of unnecessary steps. When the police show up and they want to talk to him, specifically, they need him to take a look at the town doctor because Harry's cover story after crash landing 3 years ago is that he is a doctor. Now, Harry has purple skin and big black vacant eyes and pointy ears. So you might be asking yourself, how the fuck has no one recognized that this guy is an alien? Well, the simple answer is low-grade telepathy.
Of course.
As in, only one in a million people, one out of every 1 million people will be able to see through his disguise. Naturally, that's going to come into play. But first, the cops show up because they're like, well, the town doctor's been murdered. And you're a doctor, and we need somebody
to, like...
Clearly,
you did it.
We need somebody to tell me how he died, tell us how he died, and we also need a new doctor, because, you know. So, yeah, Harry crash-landed a few years back. He basically has been hiding in plain sight, living in this old isolated cabin. And like I said, when he does have to interact with others, he's using like low-grade telepathy. But there are moments where, and see, this is my first complaint about the book, is that there are tons of moments where we get these cliffhanger panels where it's someone like, what the? And then the next panel is just, oh, Doc, I didn't see you well in the light. Or like, what in the heck? Oh, no, I didn't. I thought you were someone else. Stuff like that over and over. And it's like, you guys are going to the well way too often with this. We're two issues in, and I've seen it four times. Stop it.
I think that's how Family Guy, you know, does its humor.
Yeah.
It'll get funny again. It'll come back around. It comes back around.
Yep.
But didn't they make a TV show of this with Alan Tudyk?
Yes, they did.
But I'm hoping that eventually the writers don't rely on this shtick very often because it was getting annoying. But anyway, town doctor ends up murdered. It's a town where no murders happen. Murders just don't happen. People just don't kill other people. And Henry is eventually recruited by the town's used car salesman type of mayor. Just by using that combination of words, you know exactly what kind of person I'm talking about. And he's supposed to act as a replacement until they can find someone to permanently fill in. The cops are useless, so he also helps with the murder investigation. He does make some really astute observations. An arrest is made. Everything's fine, right? No, the druggie didn't do it. There was a guy who like stole drugs from the doctor's house and was in the house when the murder happened, but he didn't do it. And since Harry's a telepath, he knows he didn't do it, but he can't say anything to the cops because alien.
Yeah.
The issue ends when he's just about to broach the subject with the mayor when his the mayor's assistant comes in and says, there's been another murder. Well, of course.
Now, resident alien.
This book is only kind of charming. The idea is interesting, right? The idea is interesting. It is fun to see, like, basically a Martian Manhunter type of character without having to shapeshift, but still the whole interacting with humans. And I do admit the murder mystery has my attention. Well, had. And that's because I can't explain it. Like, when I'm reading the book, it's good. It's really good. The art is good. The writing is good. I'm interested. I put it down. I go do something else. And then I don't give a shit about it for like another week.
It's that low-grade telepathy.
It's the low-grade telepathy. Because like I'll pick it up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember this was pretty interesting. And then as soon as I'm done, I put it down. I walk away. A week passes. And I'm like, what was I reading? You know, that kind of thing. So it's like all of my give a damn just left as soon as like I finished for this review. It shouldn't be as forgettable as it is. Maybe Harry wants me to forget. I don't know. But I would say pick it up at your local library or on Hoopla before buying it outright. In other words, date it a little bit first.
Yeah. Chad is right. They did make a TV series out of it. It's called Resident Alien, and it stars Alan Tudyk as Harry.
Oh, all right.
They turned it in. It's got like two or three seasons.
Nice.
Real?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it got like one eight-episode season, and that was it.
No.
Well, there we go.
Going on for a while. I haven't seen it, but...
I didn't know.
Yep. No, as soon as you said the title, I'm like, that sounds familiar. Google search. Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
it was very nice. Did you read anything else? Or
I did. Somehow more of a disappointment. Which, again, Resident Alien wasn't a disappointment as much as it was forgettable, like dating me in my sophomore year.
Same.
Yeah, but I read Batman the Joker War Saga.
Oh, yeah.
Where, stop me if you've heard this one, a supervillain manages to get a hold of Bruce Wayne's assets and basically makes Bruce Wayne poor while also committing crimes in Gotham.
Hey, I think that was the plot of the third Nolan film.
It was. The plot.
And like the third season of Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Joker has decided that, you know, Batman...
And the third season of Bones!
Joker has decided that Batman's not taking things seriously enough.
It's so all in threes.
What is it with the threes?
So he's going to amp up the crime in Gotham. And this is all taking place during the unpleasantness that was Rick Grayson.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Grayson, Nightwing, got shot in the head with an assassin's bullet, and it made him forget that he was Dick Grayson / Nightwing. He goes by Rick Grayson at this point in time, is a taxi driver, I think, turned vigilante, but he doesn't want to be part of Batman's group because that's not healthy, but he still ends up doing vigilante stuff just on his own. It was bad. Don't read it. But yeah, so... It's mostly a platform for Punchline, Joker's new side girl, as well as some really just poor writing, where Joker manages to somehow get a hold of a new futuristic bat suit that was being made for Batman without Batman's knowledge by Lucius Fox. That's all shiny and basically like a suit of armor kind of thing. So naturally he Jokerizes it, and there's lots of Joker shit that goes down. Basically, the only thing you need to know about the Joker War Saga is Rick Grayson becomes Dick Grayson / Nightwing again.
Good.
And Harley Quinn shoots the Joker right in the goddamn eye, and it doesn't kill him.
Of course not.
And Harley has strapped a bomb to both herself and Joker because she's tired of Batman letting the Joker live. And so she's like, there's only time to save one of us. And so you know what happens? They both get saved.
Course.
Why? Because
Batman.
Yeah, I mean, I get it from a corporate.
I absolutely would have pissed off every fan and had him save Joker.
I thought they were going to at first. I really thought they were going
it's
to.
Like, you don't understand.
I mean,
I need him.
Joker is even
he
like
completes me.
I mean, Joker starts laughing. He's like, "You're not gonna let me die," kind of thing. And Batman just tells him how to disarm the bomb, and then he goes to save Harley. So you know, all this death and all that stuff, and it really kind of underscores a popular point that, like, if Batman were just to kill the Joker, millions of lives would be saved. Because Batman makes a decision at the end of this story where he literally lets the Joker go, as opposed to, like, letting him see justice, which is a terrible way to write the character. It is a terrible bit of business from DC's standpoint, period. I get that Joker is, like, you're one of your big money makers, but come on, guys. You can't just... I mean... We're not Marvel here, okay? He's not Peter Parker.
We have standards.
We have some We have a standard.
We have a stand. It's in the corner. We put our umbrellas in it.
But yeah, I wish I had more positive things to say about it because I was interested in reading it.
Mm-hmm.
But between Joker War Saga and last month, I read Batman Fortress, and that's two straight bat books that are garbage. So I'm going to need a bat break, if you will.
Yeah, I haven't.
So I'm going to like go back to Nightwing, I guess.
As big of a Batman fan as I am, I haven't been interested in any of the new stuff lately. I'm just...
Well, the current status quo, DC really fumbled the dawn of DC with, hey, let's do like a quick Night Terrors, you know, company-wide storyline where all these books that are selling well, we're going to pause them for 2 months so we can do a Batman-centric thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll restart and... Oh, sales were hurt. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Blink, blink.
Mm-hmm.
Blink,
blink, blink. Yeah.
Blink, 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 blink.
Wow.
So everyone got nightmares during that one. That's the whole Night Terrors thing.
Even the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer, man.
I like how Catwoman's nightmare was just being happily married.
That tracks for her, yeah.
Just like a happy homemaker life, you know? Meanwhile, Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, gets like...
Ghost in the Shell for her nightmare, which is quite a bit different.
A little bit, yeah.
But that's all I got. Joker War Saga, bad. Resident Alien, pretty good.
When you remember it.
When you remember it. Otherwise forgettable.
It is the silence.
It is the silence.
Read World's Finest. Read World's Finest.
World's Finest is still quality. Yeah.
Both that and World's Finest Teen Titans. Read those.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, Spider-Man is Venom again.
Of course he is.
Well, not just that. He's Venom Goblin.
He had to go kill Peter or Paul or the...
He has to go kill
Mary.
Paul. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he got... This is fun.
I mean, after he brought Kamala back to life.
Yeah. No, the X-Men brought Kamala back to life.
Same difference.
Yeah. It was... Yeah.
Yeah. No, if you're keeping track, Zeb Wells is still garbage, and so is Nick Lowe, who's editorial at Marvel. Peter Parker has been stabbed with a spear containing the sins of Norman Osborn.
The sins of Norman Osborn.
Which means that...
He's been infected with philosophy?
No, yes. See, check it out. Because Kraven the Hunter, the second one, who is the clone of Kraven the First, but is also his son.
Kraven Jr.
Kraju gets a hold of this spear that was imbued with the sins of Norman Osborn, and he's going to stab Norman with it to make him the Green Goblin again. But Peter gets in the way, and he gets stabbed, and now you got Spider Goblin, or Spoblin, if you will.
Spoblin.
And Spoblin is wearing the black suit, and he's gonna kill Paul. And that part looks fun, but I'm still not buying this book because it means he's gonna do something irredeemable, so they can keep doing whatever the fuck anti Mary Jane fetish they have. And I've used more than my one. But anyway, Amazing Spider-Man is still bad. Don't read it.
Spoblin, 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 da 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 da.
Dude, now I feel bad. I mean,
I'm still going to buy Spider-Man 2. Don't worry.
I've been reading old Batman stuff still.
Yeah, I mean, the good. It's probably good.
Yeah. It's kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I got kind of a stupid question.
Oh, Chad, there are no stupid questions.
And now it's time for Chad Savage's stupid question.
So the restoration properties of a Lazarus pit, they're pretty well known, and we established last month that they can kind of bring back cremains.
Yeah.
What if I only throw in half the cremains?
So you save some for later, or
how many cremains are required to bring someone back?
You could have like a backup.
Because it'll bring like an arm back. If you lose an arm, you get the arm back.
Right.
Throw in a head, you get the whole body. So if I just throw in half the cremains.
Well maybe you'll only
get... You get two, okay? You throw in half the... I've got an answer this time. You know what? Right, it is October.
Okay.
And I love spooky season. Okay. Fall is my jam. I have an answer. You throw in half the remains, you get a whole person because that's how it works. You throw in the other half later, you get another person.
What
so
am I
then
ask
you have...
Next week?
Then you have a clone saga going, okay? Because they're not twins, they're clones.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you do like a male Nobra thing?
Yes. One is good, one is evil, or one is evil and one is eviler.
Just picturing like normal Ra's al Ghul with like a third superfluous eye somewhere. All right.
Hold on,
He's got to update his list of questions.
I got to update my list. He answered my next month's question, too.
Oh, dang it.
Ha, 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 ha. So, yeah, if you cremate the Joker and you throw half the ashes in, one, and you throw the other ashes in later, you get a normal Jack Napier, and then you get a Jack Napier who is just in clown makeup. Because then they have to do the fusion dance.
No, you get Ledger and Leto.
Yeah, Ledger and Leto. No, you would get Nicholson
and
Ledger.
Leto. Nicholson and Ledger. Maybe you.
We don't talk about Leto.
You get Romero.
We talk more about Bruno than we do Leto. That's if you divide it up into thirds.
Okay, all right.
You know, I appreciate the thought you put into the answer. I didn't know.
You're welcome. How many more Lazarus Pitts questions, Lazarus Pitt questions do you have?
Well, there were two.
All right.
So
one down.
Maybe one more, and then
I'll come up with another
something
one. Something
special for the holidays.
It's a very confusing.
Yes!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's long box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
Continuing my theme this year of strange and bizarre issues or storylines or whatever, and it being spooky season, I decided to read the four-part Marvel miniseries, Mort the Dead Teenager.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He'll do your taxes. You'll go to jail, but he'll do them.
Oh. It was a four-issue miniseries in Marvel, and it is considered part of the official Marvel universe, so it's...
Of course it is. Of course.
Ran from December 93 to March 94. Mort Graves, ha ha ha, is a loser teenager from Mistake Beach, Long Island, New York. Yeah. He tries to impress his crush, Kimberly, by racing against her boyfriend, Lance Boyle.
Kimberly, popular kid.
Yeah.
That's her last name.
Diamond Mine.
Oh.
Kimberly Diamond Mine.
Yeah, Kimberly Diamond Mine.
God.
And he tries to impress her by racing her boyfriend, Lance Boyle, in his father's broken down Studebaker, which he, you know, absconded with. Doing so, he gets stuck and beheaded by an oncoming train.
Oh, geez.
And in the afterlife meets Teen Death. The son of Actual Death. Now, normally Actual Death would be reaping the souls, but he has a huge backlog. And then we pan over and see him reaping souls with a combine. That's how busy he is.
That's awesome.
It was, yeah. So Teen Death goes after, you know, the stupid kids. Hell is already full, and heaven is closed for repairs.
Of course it is. The theological malpractice that we perform on this show is nothing short of stunning.
So anyway, with heaven closed for repairs and hell full, Mort has no choice and is sent back to the living world, now undead, and discovers some things. His family never really cared for him. They're more annoyed that they have to pay for the funeral than that their son is dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are expensive.
Yeah. Kimberly goes to the funeral and seems genuinely saddened by Mort's death, but only just because, you know, he was paying attention to her.
Right.
Also, there's Maureen, the tough biker teen who had the hots for Mort, but Mort didn't care about her because she wasn't, you know, Karen, Kimberly.
Same difference.
Yeah, she's there and is all, you know, upset. And Mort realizes, well, maybe she had feelings for me. And then there's his friends, Slick and Weirdo. They're like the bulk and skull of this universe. They're just...
Are these characters being named by someone who thinks everyone is a hip cat or something?
Maybe.
Okay.
Very clearly.
What's up, sport?
What's up, sport? Yeah.
I mean, it was the people who were kids in the 70s writing this at that time.
Hmm.
So Mort is forced to stay with his family as, you know, undead. He can take his head on and off, by the way.
Oh, well, good.
The only benefit his family gets out of this is his older sister is using his death to get sympathy from boys.
Yep, seems like a terrible family.
Yeah, Mort's younger brother is annoyed that he's back because now he can't have Mort's room.
I mean, that's...
That tracks.
I understand.
Yeah. Slick and Weirdo are holding band tryouts, you know, to replace Mort. And Kimberly and Maureen both show up and join the band, and Mort is jealous of all of their chemistry. The band, Positive Feedback.
No.
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 Yeah, that's
no.
the name of the band,
no.
Positive
we're,
Feedback.
No.
I refuse.
I'm sorry. That's how it's written.
I.
So it is written, so it shall be.
Okay.
The band's name is Positive Feedback.
Thank you, Yul Brynner.
And they go to a club to perform. Mort, trying to sabotage the band, because he can interact with electronics, actually makes them sound better. And they get, you know, they get an ongoing gig.
As the Black Eyed Peas.
It's at this point that Teen Death drags Mort back to the afterlife and says, you know, let me show you what life could have been like had you not died. One of them has him getting a menial job at a car wash and then getting killed in an upcoming war with Canada. Another has him marrying an overweight Kimberly while still trying to work at the car wash, all while his friends become successful. And the last one is him quitting the job at the car wash to travel the world, where he gets a bag of gold and buys a race car only for aliens to attack, and, you know, he dies. He returns to the present where his family still acts like jerks. Weirdo has become homeless. Slick gets into science fiction. Maureen changes her style and starts dating Lance. Kimberly runs away to become a beat poet. And then Mort wakes up and realizes it was all a dream. And it's the day that he's going to race Lance. So he takes the Studebaker out, and we see Teen Death starting the train, heading down the track going, well, I warned him.
Wow.
Oh.
I haven't heard that sound in a while from him. I missed that.
I second the motion. That was a something.
So there is everything.
You know, this world is full of beauty. There are great works of just creative mastery.
Yeah.
And then there's Mort,
the dead teenager.
Yeah. Officially part of the Marvel Universe. Think about that for a minute.
Well, so is Paul.
Go read IDW.
And while you're thinking about that, I want to thank our sponsors, Shirtosaurus and Gamefly. Be sure to check out our other shows. Yes. You want us to watch what? Where Chad and I make everyone else in the group watch a movie.
A donation of $250 or more, you can make all of us watch something.
Man, don't threaten me with a good time. I will add that to the donor page.
Do it, coward.
Motherfucker. Just gonna randomly show up on Discord and we're gonna be like, what is this about?
Yeah.
Nobody calls me Yella.
So anyway, be sure to check out our other shows. You Want Me to Watch What? The Week 3 Podcast and the Sporadic TLDR on YouTube, Geek Cave Plays, and Rutch Romantics, freshly returned from its hiatus. Look us up on social media, and all the links can be found on geekcavepodcast.com. including our Discord page. Join the group. Talk to us. Say hi. Be sure to tell your friends about us. We're on all your favorite podcast services. And now, here is your Out of Context comic panel. The door swings open, and there stands the cactus. And it's a woman opening a door, and there's an anthropomorphic cactus. And she goes, eek!
That is, in fact, a cactus.
Oh, my. That is, in fact, a cactus.
That's like Gumby with spikes.
Yep. For Kent, Darren, and Chad, I'm Justin, and this has been the wonderful world of comics. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.